a stirrup. Well, you step up in the buggy, you might never see no buggies. I don't know.
Only in movies, as I recall.
Yeah. Why'd you have a stirrup where you step up on the buggy? Well, old frog still grows up some sort like that. It got a stem on it. And got a kind of house over here.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Well, you don't see that now, though. You used to see a long time ago.
I think maybe we had one in our backyard once. Mm-hmm. Because my son took it to school, and it was about this high.
Yeah.
And it had a pretty thick stem on it.
Yeah.
It was a big, heavy
thing. Yeah, they grow like that sometimes.
If a man had a sore throat, so the inside of his throat was all swollen, you'd say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't, he could chew it, but he couldn't.
But he couldn't swallow.
Right. Right. What two things do people smoke mostly? Not pipes, but two other things.
A cigarette and a cigar.
If someone offers to do you a favor, you say, well, I appreciate that, but I don't want to be.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I appreciate that, what you offer, but I don't care for what you offer. Maybe offer you, maybe you didn't smoke or something. They offer you a cigarette or cigar or something. Well, I think it's just the same artist. Don't care for the cigars you got.
All right, I'm thinking more about an expression you might use when somebody offers to do something for you.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have to pay them back. You might say, well, thank you, but I don't want to be.
Well, I say this. I thank you for your kindness, or maybe like that, but I can make obligation or something like that.
All right, would you ever say I don't want to be obligated or
bothered? Well, that's right. You could say it like that, yeah.
How are you likely to say it?
Well, I'd be all right. I just don't want to be obligated. Well, you know, you wouldn't want to tell him you don't want to be obligated to tell him like this.
Yeah, I guess that's something maybe you don't want to say.
Yes.
Huh? All right. Did you ever hear the older people use beholden?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beholden instead of obligated?
That's right. They show you what. I ain't beholden to him all like that. I'll hear them use that word.
All right. And something else you might say to someone when you're thanking them, you might say, to make it, you know, a little bit more than just thank you, you might say, well, thank you, I'm much
obliged.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Someone might say to you, will you do that? And you might say, no, I...
Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I won't do that.
All right. If you had to do something all by yourself, mm-hmm, that was hard to do, mm-hmm, and a friend was standing there watching you, mm-hmm, but he didn't help you,
mm-hmm,
well, you might get a little mad at him, mm-hmm, and you might turn around and say, well, instead of standing around, mm-hmm, there, you might.
You didn't get along with no helping hand. You just stood around. You seen I was couldn't hardly make it, and you didn't offer to help me.
All right. Yeah. If someone asks you about doing something, you might say, I'm not sure, but
I'll try.
All right, did you ever use might could?
Yes, I might could, but I'll try. Then they say it sometimes, don't say you'll try. You say you're going to do so-and-so. I said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I said, well, if I can.
What kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Owl.
All right, are there several kinds of those?
Yes, some is a horned owl, screech owl. That's about all I know.
And what's the big kind that goes hoo, hoo, hoo?
That's a horned owl.
That's the horned owl?
Yes, horned owl.
All right, have you ever heard, let's see, the other kind was the what?
The shiveling owl. We call it shiveling.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that expression.
Yeah, little screech owl.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Yeah, the little screech owl and the shivering owl, they're about the same thing. They'll fly around over your head and snap and go on like that. But he ain't gonna bother you, but